Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And well, Peter, the new year started with musicals, 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 and now we're in a whole phase of plays, plays, plays.
And I applaud that. We all love musicals, but the way they do plays in Buffalo, pretty impressive.
Well, you know, I have learned that we do not all love musicals. I meet people all the time.
What?
Who won't go to a musical? No. So now is your time. You saw Le Petit Prince up at the Kenan Center for Children, yes? The Little Prince.
I did, for children and adults.
Of course.
And ever since Kevin Leary has taken over the Kenan Center, the Taylor Theater, wow, production's absolutely stunning, and they tell the story of the pilot who crashes in the desert and learns about responsibility and love. And it's so cleverly done.
And I went to First Look and caught up with Preservation, which is much the same plot.
I guess it is. Love and responsibility.
Love and responsibility. And a wicked secret at the heart of it all. It is a new play by Deborah Yarchin, directed by Laura Haberberger. It is also a very good cast. Sarah Emmerling, Rick Latimer, Lainey Shannon, remarkable Lainey Shannon as grandmother of the main character. And we talked about it last week. It's the story of this astonishing archive collected by this remarkable man who turns out to have left some secrets behind. And that is the momentum behind this play. And that's at First Look through this weekend only. But to mention that Jay Desiderio is bringing back Norm Foster's On a First Name Basis, which is the story of a cantankerous novelist, you know, one of those cantankerous novelist plays. And he has a housekeeper, and he realizes that though she's been in his house for years, he knows nothing about her. So he decides that they're going to take care of this over the course of this play. Eileen Dugan playing the part. She had done it for Jay several years ago, but the production was curtailed when the co-star fell ill, and she's been on him to let's bring that back. And Sean Cullen from Western New York, but a man with a Broadway and television career, and an old school friend of Jay Desiderio's come back to do it again.
Well, I can certainly see both of those actors, Sean Cullen and Eileen Dugan, in both of those roles. It reminds me a little bit the setup, one of those SNL skits where contestants are asked to identify the name of their doorman. You know, I've opened the door for you for 20 years. I bring your children in from school. I take your packages up to your apartment. What is my name?
And it's not Jeeves. Yeah. There's a play that was popular years ago, similar, cantankerous college professor, park your car in Harvard Yard, and he had a remarkable conversation with the housekeeper. Judith Ivey played the role years ago. Marvelous. But interestingly, on the horizon, and so reflective of the times, well, others might go for mindless abandon, the Jewish Repertory Theater of Western New York is leaning in hard with a play called Sheltered by Alex Soler. This is directed by Kyle Locanti, and it's the true story of a couple, an American Jewish couple, Evelyn and Leonard Kirsch, who, far from fleeing from the madness of 1939, take a trip to Nazi-occupied Europe, specifically with the mission to save 40 children, 40 Jewish children. It's told in sort of the 1930s Broadway style. We're at a cocktail party, and it's only gradually revealed why we're all here. Cocktail party, old friends, marital tensions, and then slowly this extraordinary plan is revealed, with problems of good and evil and the question of how can good people just stand by and do nothing. And
wow, that seems
frighteningly timely. Is that what it seems?
I was just going to say, wow, that is so right for the times. Every year we think, can it get worse? And it does. The stories get worse and they get more frequent right here in the U.S.
As you see, at a time of rising anti-Semitism and suspicion of immigrants and the arrival of the police state, that it's rather extraordinary that Jewish Rep has chosen this moment to bring us this play, which has been very well received. People find it a very engaging, if intense, evening at the theater. And if intensity is what you're looking for in the theater, then I think Jewish Repertory Theater's production of Sheltered, which has a first-rate cast, Rebecca Elkin, Peter Horn, Gretchen Didio, Maria Pedro, and Adam Yellen. That's a powerhouse crew.
Well, I think this continues the legacy of Jewish Repertory Theater. They do take on serious topics.
Just coming off the Margaret Chase Smith play about McCarthyism, which also resonated loudly, I admire just as you say, the artistic direction of the Kenan Center. I've been admiring Adam Yellen's leadership at the Jewish Repertory Theater. For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.